What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. All right. Welcome to today's episode of the Art of Online Business podcast, my friend. Rick Mulready here. And before I even get into today's content, this is a warning for you. I want to give you a warning. What I'm about to share with you is going to send you down a rabbit hole, a big rabbit hole. So just giving you fair warning, because the stuff I'm going to share with you today is going to blow your mind. So what I want to do today is share some AI tools, six AI tools that every online business owner should be using today. I firmly believe that. And there's all this talk right now about, you know, AI and ChatGPT, which is the first tool I'm going to talk about. And, you know, this is a case of, this isn't coming, it's here. And we can either choose to ignore it and call it scary. It is a lot of it is scary, to be honest with you. Or we can choose to embrace it and see how it can help our business, make us more productive, and just help us really streamline a lot of things that we do in our businesses. And I've always prided myself on not chasing shiny objects, right? When it comes to my business, there's been tons of examples of this over the years where everybody's talking about something, but I like to sit back and kind of let things sort of flesh out first and sort of pick my spots, if you will. You know, likewise, going down a rabbit hole of the thing that everybody is talking about. Well, 2 weeks ago, from the day I'm recording this, on a Friday, 2 weeks ago, I went down a rabbit hole. And 2 weeks later, I am further down that rabbit hole. And the rabbit hole that I'm talking about is ChatGPT and AI. And I know everybody and their mother is talking about ChatGPT, right? And you're probably already tired of talking about it or hearing about it. But I got to tell you, it is awesome. And yes, it is scary too. And we are just scratching the surface of what all this means and, you know, going forward. And I'm not going to get into sort of the ethics and stuff like that of AI and using it for our business. And I'll do a separate episode about that. What I want to do today is share with you some tools that I think you can start using right away that are really, really going to help you. And I want to give you some creative use cases for how to use these tools in your business, right? And so in terms of ChatGPT, which is the first tool I want to share with you, if you haven't yet checked out ChatGPT, it's a must, right? So yeah, the first tool I want to share with you is ChatGPT. If you have not checked it out yet, it's basically the first public-facing AI, and it got rolled out November 30th, I believe it was. So it's only been out like a little over two months, and it was created by openai.com. So the link is chat.openai.com/chat. And I'll link everything up, by the way, all the tools that I'm talking about here today, I'll link everything up in the show notes over on rickmulready.com for the episode. But what ChatGPT can do, it is freakish what it can do with the right inputs, and more about the inputs here in just a second, but it is amazing what it can do for your online business. And what I very quickly realized is that ChatGPT is not a shiny object. Like, and like I mentioned before, nor is this a technology that's coming. It is here now and it is not going anywhere. And right now it is free. And it's there, you know, they're coming out with ChatGPT Pro. And so there's going to be a paid tool. My understanding about the paid tool is that, you know, for a lot of us that when we try to go into the free version, it says that it's, you know, there's too much demand for it and it won't let us in. So we have to come back and keep refreshing the browser. That won't be the case when you move to, or if you move to the paid plan, you won't have that issue. You'll get right into it. And so I decided to try it out, right, 2 weeks ago. And at the time when this episode comes out, it's been 2.5 weeks. And so I decided to try it out because I was brainstorming podcast titles and I wanted to see what it would spit out. And I've used other AI tools in terms of copywriting and so forth, and for this exact type of thing, and they were okay. But the ideas that ChatGPT offered me were so much better than any of the other AI copy tools. And I literally asked the exact same question to ChatGPT, and then I went over to another tool, another AI copywriting tool that I had been using that I'm not anymore. And I asked the exact same thing. And the results that I got were just amazingly different and better that ChatGPT had generated. Okay. And so what exactly, for those of you who don't know, what exactly is ChatGPT? Well, I asked ChatGPT, we're going to get meta here for a second. I asked it to answer that exact question. And here's what ChatGPT spit out. ChatGPT, a large language model developed by OpenAI, which is the company, is a natural language processing model that can generate human-like text based on the input that it receives. To use ChatGPT, you simply need to provide it with a prompt or a piece of text, basically ask it a question, and it will generate a response for you. And it went on further. It said, it's trained on a massive amount of text data from the internet. Although the free version only has data through 2021, it doesn't have anything from last year. So if you ask anything about any kind of current events, say like, I don't know, the war in Ukraine, for example, it doesn't have that data. Right. And so ChatGPT goes on to say the model is capable of performing a variety of natural language processing tasks, such as language translation, text summarization, and answering questions. ChatGPT can generate human-like text based on the input that it receives, and then it can be integrated into a variety of applications, such as chatbots, automated writing, and text-to-speech system. Essentially, this is where I take over. All that was just generated right from ChatGPT. Essentially, it's artificial intelligence that you can use to help you accomplish things. And as an online business owner, it is amazing what it can help you with. But, and this is the big but, it all depends on the input that you give it. Meaning, if you want to know about something and you ask it a question, but you don't get the result that you want, you have to keep asking the question in a different way. So it's kind of, you kind of have to keep just asking it differently until you get an answer that is helpful. And the more that you use it, the more that you will learn about the types of prompts that work the best. Okay. And so when it comes to, and I'm spending a lot of time on ChatGPT, I'm going to share with you the other tool ideas once I take you through the ChatGPT stuff, because this is sort of what everybody's talking about right now. And this is where I've gotten the most benefit and most help over the past 2.5 weeks. Now, the other tools I'll share with you, I'm also getting a lot of help from, and my mind is blown on those tools as well. But ChatGPT is just really just, it's amazing. And so, and I want to reiterate here, there are a ton of ways to use ChatGPT and that it can be helpful for us as online business owners. And I also 100% know that what I'm going to share with you today, I'm only scratching the surface. You might have, you know, 12 other ways that you've used it, and you're like, holy cow, I'm using it this way. I'm getting such great results. By the way, if that's the case, if I don't mention something today and you're using it in a different way, I'd love to hear from you. Just DM me over on Instagram at Rick Mulready. But holy cow, I am in love with ChatGPT. And this is, by the way, I did a whole training for my accelerator group last week, just letting them know about this tool and some other tools. And some of them hadn't been using it at all. And a message that I got from one of the members, they said, holy cow, I am in love with this thing. I've been in it for an hour, outlining my new program, creating lead magnet ideas to promote it, copy to put in an email, writing email follow-up sequences and on landing pages, finding buzzwords that will resonate with my target audience, etc. The best $0 I've ever spent. My friend, ChatGPT can create lead magnets for you, can write email sequences for you, it can write copy for you. I'm in an AI mastermind that talks about how we can use it for business. And there's somebody in there who's writing children's books with it. I mean, it's just amazing. Now, here's the thing. Whatever it spits out, it should not be the end all be all. Meaning it's not a case where, you know, I don't recommend like taking whatever it spits out, copying and pasting it into, all right, there's my email, I'm just going to send that. Or there's my social media post, I'm just going to send that. Or there's my sales page copy, cool, I'm done. What I want to encourage you to look at it through the lens of, it's a starter. It's kind of like, it's information that can get you going in a direction rather than like looking at a blank screen. This is going to give you ideas from which to work. So if you are using it to write an email, for example, it's like, all right, it's going to write something. And if you're pretty happy with it, then you go in and add your personality to it. You know, you make updates, you're fact checking, all of that stuff. So it should not be, you know, a simple copy and paste. It's a starter for you. It's going to generate ideas for you. Now, and again, going back to it, it's the more you do it, the more you use it, the more that you learn the types of prompts to use when you start to use it. Okay. And I'm going to give you some examples here in just a second. It's all about the input, which is the way that you ask the question. When you go there, it's just a simple, it's like a chat field. You like just type in. And one of the best things that I have found that a lot of people are talking about is you start off by saying, I would like you to act as, and then you fill in the blank. I'd like you to act as a virtual assistant. I'd like you to act as an executive assistant. I'd like you to act as a copywriter. I'd like you to act as a Facebook ads copywriter. I would like you to act as a chief marketing officer, whatever, right? Act that you start your prompt off that way. And by the way, I like to say please when I'm asking these questions. It's a little nicer to you when I've noticed when you use, you know, when you're being nice to it, right? You get some good manners with it. All right. So let's just say, just here's one use case, right? Let's just say you want to create a list of potential podcast titles based on a specific topic, or maybe it's YouTube video topics, or maybe it's email topics, whatever it is, you can literally write into ChatGPT, okay, generate 10 SEO-friendly titles for a podcast about, you know, then you fill in the blank about the topic. So it will literally spit out 10 different SEO-friendly titles in a matter of seconds. Then what you can do is say, ooh, I really like, I don't know, whatever, number 4. So now you can say, great, this is what I would do. Great, thanks. Can you please give me 5 additional variation of number 4? And it will spit out 5 different variations of the 4th result that it just gave you from your list of 10. And so you can keep adding on to those questions, because in the session that you're doing, it's learning the based on the information, not only that you're asking, but that also it's giving you. And so it's getting smarter as it goes. I saw an example this morning of somebody on TikTok had taught ChatGPT how to write emails in their voice. And it was writing emails for them in their voice, which is just mind-blowing, right? But again, it's not like copy and paste. It's get the voice and then go in and put your human touch on it, right? You know, the thing about it is when it comes to AI tools like this, nothing can, you know, nothing can compete with human interaction, human, you know, dealing with a human being, right? It's not going to, that's what the differentiator is, right? So I just can't harp on that enough. It's like, it's not the end all be all. There should be this starting point to get you going, to give you ideas, etc. If you wanted to write a book this year, right, which this is something that has been going back and forth in my brain for years now, where people are like, you should write a book. And I'm like, ah, no, I don't want to write a book. But actually, before ChatGPT, you know, I've kind of been on the sort of the upswing in the thinking about doing a book, and I'm really seriously thinking about it. Now you can use something like ChatGPT to help you come up with book titles, outline a book, you know, summarize something, you know, and I'm going to continue to share more variation or share more use cases here. So let's just say that I want to know how to hire a virtual assistant. What are the best ways to hire a virtual assistant? And so I could type in, please act as a hiring manager. And then it will immediately spit out and say, okay, great. You know, and it'll tell you the types of things that it can do. And I can type in, what are 10 ways to hire a virtual assistant or something like that. And I did this and I said, oh, I actually did it for this topic, for this example here. So like an SEO friendly title, right? So I typed in, okay, generate 10 SEO friendly titles for a podcast about the best way to hire virtual assistants. And so then it gave me 10 results in literally like 15 seconds. Let me just give you an example of a couple of these that it spit out. You know, the virtual assistant hiring blueprint, how to build an effective remote team, the do's and don'ts of hiring virtual assistants, a step-by-step guide, scaling your business with virtual assistants, hiring and management strategies. So like these are great, right? But they're starting points. They're a little bit bland, right? So we can work with this a little bit. So it's not too shabby. And so I looked at this list of 10 and I'm like, all right, let's get some more variations in number 9, right? When number 9 was hiring virtual assistants, a complete guide to finding and managing remote teams. So I like that. I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. Let's get some more variations of that. So I type in the ChatGPT, please provide more variations of number 9. It gave me 10 more variations of number 9. And, you know, and it gave me all kinds of different examples here, right? It's like the virtual assistant hiring guidebook, expert advice on recruiting and managing remote workers, hiring virtual assistants, a practical guide to building a strong remote team. So again, not too shabby, but the point here is like, I could keep digging into this if I wanted to, or I could say, you know what? I really like number 9. The original results. So I like number 9, and I'm going to kind of take that and sort of work with it, right? So I might change it around, but the idea here is now I have an idea that was generated for me based on a very specific question that I asked it, okay? And again, if you're not getting the results that you want from ChatGPT, it's because of the way that you're prompting it, the way that you're giving the question, it's the input. Like if you want to, you know, if you want a great output, you have to give it great input. And so let's just say, here's another example, another use case. Let's just say you want to set up processes with a new executive assistant on your team. So what you would type into ChatGPT, I want you to act as an executive assistant in an online coaching business. please prepare a basic daily meeting agenda for a check-in between the executive assistant and the CEO of the company. Provide the agenda items as a checklist without any timestamps. So you could type that into ChatGPT and it would give you that, you know, as a checklist. It would give you that entire thing. And if it didn't, again, if it didn't spit out what you like, if it's like, I don't really like that, you go back and ask the question again, or you can say, okay, great, thanks. But, and you can tell it like, I want to move this around, or can you do more like number three or whatever it was, right? Or you could say, you could prompt it like, I always start laughing just because it's so amazing. Please provide a list of questions a new executive assistant should ask the CEO to shorten their learning curve in a new role. So you could ask ChatGPT to answer that question. Because so many of us get caught up in like, oh, we have to onboard this new person. I'm not really sure what I should be giving them or anything like that. Okay, great. Let's leverage ChatGPT to come up with some ideas on what types of questions should a new executive assistant ask the CEO to shorten that learning curve in a new role. And that can be helpful for you as a CEO to proactively answer those questions, right? Or you can say, what are some KPIs for an executive assistant in an online coaching business? And it will give you, I did this one and it came up with some kind of generic ones, but I dug into it, like measurable, that sort of thing. And I forget, I got like seven KPIs. I was like, oh, this is pretty good. So again, it's all about coming up with ideas for you. You know, another question I get all the time is like, what kind of test project should I give to a prospective virtual assistant candidate or an executive assistant or what have you? You can literally ask ChatGPT that. What is a good test project for an executive assistant candidate? And it'll give you ideas. And again, you can keep digging into it. So that's another use case. You can do, you know, create a list of potential podcast topics, right? You could say, provide me with 10 ideas for in-depth topics for an online business and marketing podcast. And then whatever it spits out for you, you can say, you can ask it for, you know, please go more in depth on number four, and it will do that for you. Again, writing basic emails to send out. Again, this is not copy paste. This is coming up with ideas rather than working from scratch. You can say, act as a copywriter for me. Provide me with a 5 email sequence for a whatever your lead magnet is. Write the emails in a fun and conversational tone. You can tell it that. You know, you can use it for show notes for a podcast episode. You can use it to come up with a plan, like a repurposing strategy. You can have it act as a content marketing specialist. And by the way, the ones I'm sharing with you right here are, I don't want to take credit for these. These are from Erica McCauley, ericamccauley.com. Again, I'll link her up in the show notes for today's episode. She is an online business manager on my team. She's been on the podcast here before a couple times, and I kind of tasked her with like, all right, let's start with coming up with different things that we can leverage this for to help make things easier for us, right? And so she said, you know, she put in there like in terms of Google Data Studio, which many of you should be using in your business, right? And so you can leverage ChatGPT to get help in setting up tech things in your business. And so the prompt that she put in there was like, I want you to act as a Google Data Studio expert. You will apply your knowledge of data science principles and visualization techniques to create compelling visuals that help convey complex information, develop effective graphs and maps for conveying trends over time or across web locations. Utilize Google Data Studio to design meaningful interactive dashboards. Collaborate with blah, blah, blah. So we're telling, you know, like telling what we want to do, right? So for example, let's just say I need help visualizing if Facebook ads are sending traffic to my sales page. And then it will spit out step-by-step things on what to do in terms of Google Data Studio. And it will give you step-by-step instructions. It is mind-blowing what it can do. And so those are just a few use cases that you can do with ChatGPT. I had a friend of mine wanted a time zone converter added to his website. And so he had ChatGPT gave the instruction to create, I think it was like, and I'm not a coder, but like in HTML and PHP or whatever, to create a time zone converter for the following cities or what have you. And it generated code. He then gave that code to one of the people on his team who put it up on their website. And so now it has like 7 different cities of, you know, of where his clients are all around the world. So I can go in there just as an example and say, oh, it is this time here for me. It is this time in Australia. It is this time in the UK or whatever. Like, it is amazing. It's really, really cool. Now, I just want to add a big caveat to this, that we here at the, you know, in the podcast, my business, myself, we're all about ethical marketing. And so if you are going to use copy that is AI generated for anything, look, just let people know. Let people know, like, hey, this, you know, this part has been written by AI or what have you. Not only is that the right thing to do, but it's also going to allow you to build trust with your audience. Let them know up front, right? And so just like earlier, I was sharing, what exactly is ChatGPT? And I told you, I said, I asked ChatGPT to answer that exact question, and here's what it spit out. And I literally read from my screen what it said. I almost called it they. But anyway, I'm going to be talking a lot more about what you can be doing with ChatGPT on the podcast here to help you with your business. But what I wanted to do in today's episode is just give you a starter and get you thinking differently about how this tool can help you in your business and give you some different prompts that, you know, use cases for how to do it. And again, I'm just scratching the surface. There are so many more things that you can be doing to come up with ideas. By the way, I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day, and they were like, I need help writing ad copy. I was like, dude, ChatGPT, go over there. And I was happened to be on Zoom with him. And so I shared screen. I was like, all right, let's write this right now. And so he hadn't used it yet. And he was blown away by what he could do. And I was like, this can write ad copy for you. Again, it's not a copy paste, but it can get you started. And then you can keep drilling into it, you know, and change the copy based on whatever's being spit out and based on whatever you want to do with the copy. But it can give you, I had it actually plan out a campaign for me. I was like, give me some more, you know, I asked for 10 different targeting options that are similar to, you know, fill in the blank. You know, I could say, I want you to act as a Facebook ads marketer. And then it'll start generating text back to you. And then you say, please come up with 10 targeting options that are similar to blah, blah, blah. You know, you put that in there. It'll give you all these things. You say, great, give me more about this person. Give me more about this person. Or if you're like, I don't like that list, generate 10 more ideas for me. And you just keep going with it. You keep going with it. It's amazing. All right, so now I spent a lot of time, and that was very intentional, about ChatGPT. Now what I want to do is share with you 5 other tools that I've started using over the past couple of weeks that are incredible. And the first one is called MindGrasp. So the URL is mindgrasp.ai. And what MindGrasp allows you to do, it summarizes and takes notes and also answers questions from any text, from any document, from a PDF, from a YouTube video to a Zoom meeting to a webinar to a podcast and a whole, you know, a whole bunch of other things. And so essentially what, you know, what I mean by that is I go into MindGrasp and let's just say that I want to upload the audio version of this podcast episode. I can upload the audio and it will summarize it for me in a matter of seconds, right? So that could be helpful for writing a show notes page, for example. Or if I want to, if I'm a, you know, since I'm, you know, I coach our members in Accelerator, I can, I have a Zap, and I'm going to be talking more about this on a different episode. But, you know, for example, I could upload a coaching call recording and it will summarize that coaching call in a matter of seconds. Now you might be saying, well, isn't that similar to ChatGPT? It is, but what I'm finding, and again, this is all just the beginning, right? So as of right now, what I'm finding different and what I like better about MindGrasp for these specific topics is if I want to summarize a file of some sort, whether it's a, you know, a Zoom meeting, whether it's a YouTube video, podcast audio file, anything like that, you can put the link into MindGrasp and it will generate not only a transcript for you, but it'll generate, or not the transcript, it'll generate all the notes for you. It'll summarize it for you. So you can say, hey, I want a summary, a brief summary of this, and it'll give you that, or it'll give you more detailed notes about whatever you just uploaded. And it literally does it in a matter of seconds, which is really, really cool. By the way, going back to ChatGPT real quick, let's just say that you wanted to, I saw an example of this, it kind of blew my mind. It was somebody uploaded or somebody asked it to summarize a book. And I forget which book it was, but they asked it to summarize a book. And then they wanted it to break down into like an outline format or something like that. And then this was the cool thing. Then they said, I want you to create a daily schedule for me about how I could incorporate these takeaways from the book into my daily schedule. And ChatGPT created a table for them that had like, you know, meditation and this and that. Like it created the schedule for them to incorporate the lessons from this specific book. Like, are you kidding? Like, that's really, really cool. Like I said, scary. All right. So MindGrasp.ai. I introduced this to our Accelerator members and they were like, holy cow, this is so cool what it can do. So MindGrasp.ai. The next tool is video.ai. Video.ai. So I came across this one on TikTok, I believe it was last week. And what it does, you can upload a longer form video. So for example, I'm recording this podcast episode right now on video, right? And so I can upload this, whatever, 45, 50 minute long episode into video and the AI will automatically create short form videos for you that you can use on TikTok, Instagram Reels, and YouTube Shorts. And you create templates, you have a lot of different customization to it. You can edit it. You can do all kinds of stuff. And so I tried it out with one video or with a podcast episode. And it was like it was a quick tip. So it was a 25 minute episode. And it generated probably 11 clips from the 25 minutes. And they say, by the way, that for the tool to do it, the length of time it takes to generate the clips, they say is about 30% of the length of whatever you're uploading. So this was 25 minutes total. And so it did it in like, I don't know, like 5 minutes or 6 minutes. It was really, really quick. So anyway, it generated like 11 videos and it's not perfect as far as the clips that it was taking, but I would say like, I could easily have used five of those videos like to put on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube shorts. And it did it in a matter of minutes. And I just went in there and like checked things. And it was, I was amazed. And I think like I signed up for a month. I think it's like 40 bucks a month. And you can upload any videos that you want. And they say, you know, it's great for video podcasts, YouTube videos, and also webinars. So it will create different pieces of content, short form content, which is what you should be creating anyway, to go up on these platforms, video.ai, VIDYO.ai. Like, I am completely in love with that tool as well. Okay, so we've gone over ChatGPT, MindGrasp, video.ai. The next one is Scribe. And the URL is scribehow.com, Scribe, S-C-R-I-B-E-H-O-W. But the tool's called Scribe. And what Scribe does is it'll create step-by-step guides for you, like SOPs, right? And so it will help you with onboarding new hires, creating SOPs, building training materials, creating FAQs. So essentially, all you have to do is it's a plugin, right? For it works on, or you can, it's a site, you know, you go to the URL as well, but you just go to a page and you click the little record button and you just go through the process of whatever you're doing and it automatically generates the step-by-step guide for you. It creates a how-to guide, including the videos, screenshots, instructions, clicks. It does it all for you. And then you can go in and edit and customize whatever you want to. But, and then you can just share that with whomever you want on the team or embed it somewhere in, you know, your ClickUp or whatever it is. Like, Scribe is amazing. Again, this is all, look, you can see here what kind of time that this can save you to create an SOP. Normally we would like, you know, do screen capture with our Loom and then pass in, like, you know, you're talking through everything and you pass it off to somebody and then they would write down the steps or what have you. This does it all for you. Pretty freaking cool. So that is Scribe. And again, the URL is scribehow.com. Okay, the next tool, Tome, T-O-M-E. And what Tome can help you do is create presentations in a matter of literally seconds. And so what you do, it is pretty mind-blowing. What it does is you go into Tome, and by the way, the URL is Tome, T-O-M-E dot app, A-P-P, Tome dot app. And they say that when you go there, it says generative storytelling has arrived. Unlock your best work with Tome's AI-powered storytelling format. So essentially, it will create presentation slides for you, i.e. a webinar or sales presentation or what have you. It'll create it for you. You go in, you choose a template, a format that you want, you type in the topic, it'll generate the slides for you. It'll put together a presentation for you. Now, again, it's not the end all be all. It's not like, oh, okay, great. And by the way, included in this, what it does is with images, creates AI generated images for you as well. So it's very accurate, by the way. I've tested it out on a couple of different topics just to see what it does. And it's really, really cool. So again, the idea here is it's a starter for you. It gets the juices flowing, gives you ideas that you can build off of, and it saves you so much time. It will create presentations for you based on a topic that, and it'll give you ideas like, ooh, I didn't even think about that. Oh yeah, I thought about that. Cool, I can build that out. But so what you could do is like, oh, I didn't even think about that topic. I need to dig into that a little bit more. Okay, take that topic, go over to ChatGPT, and dig into that topic some more and start doing some research. It's amazing, right? So again, tome.app is another one. All right, we're in the home stretch here. Another app that I'm loving is called Quillbot. Quillbot, Q-U-I-L-L-B-O-T. And essentially what Quillbot is, it will rewrite your text. So it's just that if you are like, I can't really, again, if you got like block on how to make this text better, or an email, you want to rewrite an email that you've already written, or, you know, just take something and say it in a different way, Quillbot can help you do that. So you literally take your text, copy it, paste it in Quillbot, and it will rewrite the text for you in different formats. And they have different modes, as they call it, standard, fluency, as they call it, or like formal, which is more for like research papers or cover letters or professional presentations. They have simple, which is more like website copy, marketing material, you know, breaking down complicated text, that sort of thing. SEO titles and meta descriptions. So like Quillbot, it's really cool. You can just put it in there, and I'm using a free version right now, but they have a premium option, which, you know, again, I mentioned you, like, this will send you down a rabbit hole, and your tools budget will go up when you start using these. But, you know, the idea here is like just saving you so much time, and it's not taking the place of things. It's making you better at what you're already good at. Okay. All right. I want to give you two quick bonus. One of them is a bonus app. Another one is a site. So the bonus app, I hear from my accelerator members all the time, is that, can I get help with my inbox? I just need to get help through the inbox and help my assistant or my calendar or anything. Not the inbox, I'm sorry, for this tool here. There's another one for your email. It's called Superhuman. But for your calendar, for projects, for task management, this tool called Motion, it's usemotion.com. It uses AI to prioritize things and plan your day. And it can plan your team's days. And basically takes your meetings, your tasks, your projects, and it builds the schedule for you based on AI and also the input that you give it. And so it is amazing. Like, you can say, all right, here's my project, and it will create a project plan for you and prioritize things for you based on all these different parameters. It's using artificial intelligence to do it. It's really, really cool. So that is a bonus one if you want to check that out. It's Motion. And by the way, all the links I'm giving you, these aren't affiliates or anything like that. I'm just sharing all this stuff with you. And here's the final site that I wanted, the final URL that I want to give to you. It's called Futurepedia. Futurepedia. And it is Futurepedia, like Futurepedia, Pedia.io. And it is the AI tools directory. So, and it's updated daily. You can go in here and I'm on here right now. It has 780 AI tools and 49 different categories. So if you're like, oh, I want to look into copywriting, I want to look into customer support, audio editing, 3D, whatever, you can choose different categories and it'll give you all these tools that are available that you can choose from. Gives you an update on each one. And it's really, really cool. It's a whole directory called Futurepedia.io. So I hope this was helpful for you. As you can see from my voice, I am geeking out about this because I see the opportunity. And there is so much more to be talking about this, but I didn't want to give you too much today. I already gave you a lot. I didn't want to overwhelm you too much with all this, but I'm going to be talking a lot more about, you know, ChatGPT and AI and how we as online business owners can be using these tools in our business to make things, you know, make systems and processes better, streamline things, make it easier for us, save us a whole bunch of time, and just make us even better that, you know, as CEOs that we are and the entrepreneurs that we are. So again, I'll link all of the tools up that I linked there, that I talked about here today over on my website, rickmulready.com, in the podcast section. I'll link everything up there. And hey, my friend, thank you as always for listening. Appreciate you. Until next time, be well. Talk to you soon.